words in introduction to our lesson today. In order for you to understand my lesson, in order for you to relate to my lesson, I need to explain something to you. And when I explain it, I hope you will agree with it, and I hope you will also understand it. Now, we know what deity is. Deity represents the Godhead. That's a word that's found in the Bible. The Father, the Son, and the Spirit comprise the Godhead. We call them deity, or at least I do. John begins his gospel account talking about the Father and the Son. In the beginning was the Word. Later, he will identify the Word as Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. But whereas the intimacy of the Old Testament seems to be centered on God the Father, the intimacy of the New Testament seems to center on Jesus. In other words, when David said, "The Lord is my shepherd," he was talking about God. God is his shepherd. Now, I am certainly not denying that the Lord is not our shepherd. But Jesus said in John 10, "I'm the good shepherd." So do you see what I'm trying to say? The intimacy of the Old Testament was with the Father. The intimacy of the New Testament seems to rest with the Son. Now, using that thought process, I'd like for us to study once again the 23rd Psalm. And we're going to look at it from a different direction. We're going to look at it from the direction of the New Testament. We're going to look at it as it applies to us as Christians and those living in the Christian dispensation. We're going to use that as our perspective. And in this lesson, I want to tell you why I want Jesus to be my shepherd. And you're going to read between the lines very closely, because I want Jesus to be your shepherd as well. Now again, when David wrote the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," he was talking about God. He wanted God to be his shepherd. He wanted God to be there for him. He needed God in that way. And with the same intimacy, with the same desire, with the same feelings, I want to tell you why I want Jesus to be my shepherd and why Jesus is my shepherd. First of all, I want Jesus to be my shepherd because he knows me. And brothers and sisters and friends, just as Jesus, the good shepherd, knows me, he also wants to know you. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd." Jesus said, "I'm the good shepherd." And Jesus said, "I know my sheep." Also, it seems in the Old Testament that more often than not, we don't read the phraseology, "my God." We do here with David, "The Lord is my shepherd," it's my God. More often than not in the Old Testament, we read of our God. For instance, Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4, "The Lord our God is one God." It's almost as if the God of the Old Testament, our same Father in heaven, but it's almost the way they saw God in the Old Testament was he was the God collectively of the world. He was the God collectively of the Israelites. It's not that he was our individual God per se, but he was our God collectively. Well, Jesus makes it much more personal, much more intimate. He wants us to see him, yes, collectively, but also personally. And perhaps that was the reason he gave the parable we call the parable of the lost sheep in Luke chapter 15. The shepherd collectively had a flock of sheep, 100 sheep collectively he took care of. But individually, when one sheep drifted away, he left the collective bunch and went and found that one. Brethren, God is interested in everyone, collectively and individually. But I want Jesus to be my shepherd because he knows me. and brothers and sisters and friends. He wants to know you as well. Using his terminology of John chapter 10, we need to hear his voice. He calls us by name. He leads us. We need to follow him. We know his voice. Just as I want him to be there for me, to protect me, he wants to be there for you as well. You know, the current estimate of the population of the world is 7.5 billion people. Jesus wants every one of them to come to him and know him as their good shepherd. But not only does Jesus know me, Jesus also cares for me. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:16-17. I want Jesus to be my shepherd because he knows me and he cares for me and he wants to care for you as well. Second, I also want Jesus to be my shepherd because he provides for me. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Now, unless there's someone here that believes that Dr. Doolittle can actually talk to animals, I think we all agree that a sheep, an animal, cannot verbalize their needs. And yet the shepherd, David, would look out over his flock and see any potential problems and take care of those problems. In the same way, Jesus looks out over his flock. He knows us. He calls us by name, and we hear and go to him. He provides for our needs, me and you. He said, "Ask and it shall be given unto you." He said, "Anything you ask in my name, I will do." Brethren, he knows us even before we ask. And if we will follow where he leads, he will lead us to the green pastures, not the barren rocks of worldliness. If we will follow him, he'll lead us to safe and still waters, not turbulent and dangerous waters we see in the world. I want Jesus to be my shepherd. I want Jesus to be your shepherd because he provides for us. We don't need to worry about our needs because Jesus will take care of those needs. He is aware of those needs. He said, "Take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of the things of itself." So I want Jesus to be my shepherd because he provides for me and he wants to provide for you. I also want Jesus to be my shepherd because he restores me. There are several characteristics about a sheep that are unlike almost any other animal in the world. And I know why Jesus, in his great wisdom, chose the sheep to represent people, and especially to represent his people, because of those various characteristics. For instance, sheep are dumb. And I don't mean they can't go baa, because they can. But sheep are dumb. They can't take care of themselves. They can't fend off the enemies. And also something I just found out a few years ago. When a sheep needs to be sheared, if it falls over, it can't get back up. It needs the shepherd's help. And that's why David, as a shepherd, and that's why he's asking God as his shepherd to look out over the sheep and see if any of them needs help, to help them if they fall, to help them if they need to defend themselves. Well, needless to say, I feel like I'm just like a sheep. I'm dumb. I can't defend myself against the wiles of the devil. I need Jesus to protect me. I need him to help me. And brothers and sisters and friends, he wants to help you as well. I also want Jesus to be my shepherd because he guides me. David knew that God knew exactly what was best for David, and so he acknowledged that in the 23rd Psalm. I think a problem we see in the world, and sometimes a problem we even see in our lives, is we don't realize that we need God, that we need Jesus to be there for us. But Jesus knows where we need to be. He knows we need to be on that righteous way. He knows we need to be in the light, John 1:17. He knows we need to be on that narrow path. He knows we need to be letting our light shine before men. There's a song in our songbook, we sing it ever so often, that says, "My Jesus knows just what I need." And he does. And with that knowledge, he will guide us. I also want Jesus to be my shepherd because he protects me. My favorite section of the 23rd Psalm is where David says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." And he says why he will not fear evil: because God is with him. You know, that phraseology, the valley of the shadow of death, is one of the most ominous things the Bible ever says. But just as God was there for David, Jesus wants to be there for us. And it's not that Jesus is just going to be waiting for us on the other side of death. He's with us all the time. He wants to be with us all the time. He said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even to the very end." And then just a secondary thought. Talking about fear, have you ever noticed how darkness complicates fear? It can be a terrible thunderstorm outside. The rain can be raining and the wind can be blowing. And everything is fine until the lights go off. And then we're all afraid. And we always pray during a hurricane that the lights will not go off. Jesus' light will never go off. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." He said, "In me is no darkness at all." I want Jesus to be my shepherd. He wants to be my shepherd. He wants to be your shepherd. He wants to protect you from scary things. And that's the world. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." I want Jesus to be my shepherd because he can comfort me. I've never really understood if the rod and the staff is just two words for the same tool or whether it's two different things. It really doesn't matter. But the rod, the staff, are something that the shepherd needs being a shepherd. He can use it to fend off those predators. He can use it to grab those sheep that are wandering off. I even hear that he uses that to separate the wool so he can examine the sheep at their skin. He also uses it to count the sheep as he's ushering them into the sheepfold. That's why I want Jesus to be my shepherd. He can comfort me like no one else can. And my friend and my brethren, he wants to do that for me. And he wants to do that for you. He wants to do that actually for the world. He wants to fend off our enemies. He wants to check on us and make sure we're doing fine. He wants to keep close eye on us. He wants us to keep together as one flock. And he also wants to count me and you as his very own. And finally, I want Jesus to be my shepherd because he blesses me. David concludes, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." In David's day, when a host, especially if they were wealthy like David, if a host had some guests over, he would anoint them with oil, probably not pouring it on top of them, but anointing them, refreshing them, showing a sign of friendship and respect and even honor. Well, circumspectly, Jesus blesses us with his presence and his presence. P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. With his presence being with us and also the blessings that he gives. In Ephesians 1 verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now I've told you various reasons why I want Jesus to be my shepherd. He guides me, he protects me, he loves me, he cares for me. He also understands when I need his help. And he wants to be your shepherd as well. Now, before he can be our shepherd, though, we have to be part of his flock. And Jesus said how we can do that. We need to hear the teaching of his. When we hear his teaching, we will develop faith. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. When we develop that faith, then we will be proud to acknowledge that Jesus is our only hope to be saved. We'll be ready to turn away from anything that stands between us and our dedication to him. And then we will naturally want to start over. That's called the new birth in John 3. Jesus calls it baptism. When Jesus commissioned the disciples to go into all the world and preach the gospel, to those that believed, he said, baptize them. And then teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Jesus wants to be your shepherd. He wants to be our shepherd. He wants to be everyone's shepherd. But it is he that calls. One more thing from John chapter 10. Jesus says that he is the good shepherd. And when he calls, his sheep hear his voice. And they come to him. And that's the question this song is implying as well. Will we hear Jesus and will we come to him? The song is number 389. We'll sing all three verses. We'll get Barry to come. And if anyone needs to, won't you come now as we stand and sing? I heard the voice of Jesus.